Pompom, which is out on the 17th of November, and I'm very delighted to be joined in the studio today by Kelly Oliver. Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
Hello, thank you very much for coming down today. Appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me.
Looking forward to this. So, okay, we're going to have a chat about your music and your life story and everything else that goes with it. But first off, we're going to have three songs from you. Is that right? Okay.
Yep.
So we're going to, these are all from your album, which we'll be plugging to death later on in the interviews. That's no problem. So what's the first song we've got?
The first song is called Daughter Dear.
Okay. When you're ready.
Father Dear. Hear what I have to say. I found my love, he's in America. I'll leave our home, I will travel to him, for I know I would die to be with him. No, oh no, 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 no girl of mine will cross the sea. Plus young boys flee, he'd have you follow him. But no, a father's love can see beyond the young girl's dream.
Say this every time I have a live session in. It's always a bit embarrassing when I'm outnumbered by the bands and I have to give the applause, although I'm not outnumbered today because it's just one of you. But that was absolutely fantastic. Really
Thank
enjoyed
you.
That.
Thank you.
It's excellent. And we're just having a little bit of a break now because I know this is live radio and so on, but you're diligently tuning your guitar and I have to try not to put you off at the same time that you're tuning
it as well.
I'm
actually trying to get used to it. I have to do it on stage, so something we have to get used to.
Yeah, people don't mind when it's on stage, when it's on radio. I have to explain to the listeners.
I don't know. I always worry that people will, you know, switch off in the audience. So,
do you think so?
Sometimes, yeah. I don't know whether. I don't know. Cause sometimes I actually find it interesting watching somebody else tuning because, firstly, people tend to tune more
I don't know, they make it almost sound like a song. I don't know if you do, you know, do you notice that, where they kind of play a little bit and then they tune one string and they play a little
sometimes,
bit
sometimes sometimes. But then also I think it adds to the sort of drama and suspense. It's like, I'm really looking forward to the next song, and it's going to be any minute, but I've got to wait for the tuning to finish. And I think it's not an impatience thing, it's more of a excitement, I think.
Okay, so
we're just about ready. Breaking the harmonica out now as well. So this is the second song, and this is going to be Off to the Market. Is that right?
That's right.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry, it was very rude of me to expect an answer when you had the harmonica in your mouth. Okay, Off to the Market, second song, when you're ready. People always laugh when I applaud. It would be nice if I had more people in the room and we could have more applause going on, but it's just me today. So yeah, it was very nice.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
It's about everything that you can buy on the black market. I don't know if you noticed.
Well, yes.
You know now.
I've never ever seen a black market. I wouldn't know. I don't think we have them in Essex. I really don't. Okay, we got one more song coming up, and I do believe this is going to be Diamonds Girl.
Yes, this is my new single, which is out on Thursday the 2nd of October, and it features BBC Folk Award nominee Luke Jackson.
Yep.
But I couldn't bring him here today, so I'm going to do it myself.
Excellent. So we got an exclusive then. Okay, so when you're ready.
She was his diamond girl, she was his precious love, although he never said, 'cause she didn't listen enough. And when he looked at her, she couldn't hear his words, she couldn't see him. shine in the light.
Absolutely fantastic. Three brilliant songs. Really enjoyed that. Thanks very much, Kelly. Yeah, it's sounding really good. We're going to come back and have a chat with Kelly straight after this. That's a new song from Bazzard and Band, Jackson's Warehouse, right here, right now. The song's called... They're a band who we had in for a session 9 years ago. Good to hear them still going about. We'll have to get them in for another session. Definitely a bit overdue. And talking of sessions, we still have Kelly in the studio. Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you very much for the three songs that you just played us. Really enjoyed
you're
that.
Welcome. You're welcome.
They went okay for you? Didn't see too many grimaces or any, oh, I got the wrong note. The thing is, even when people do it, no one notices. That's the great thing.
That's good.
Something the musician never does.
But
sounding good.
Thank you.
Now, we were talking a little bit just off the microphone because you're a relatively new musician and songwriter in that you've only been on the folk circuit, it's about 18 months or so.
That's right, yeah. My first folk gig was at the Hitchin Folk Club, which is in the town next to mine. I'm from Stevenage. And that was, just a year and a half ago. So it's from then really that I started playing on the folk circuit and supporting, you know, more established folk acts, and I played at Cambridge Folk Festival as well last year. And then this year I spent the time again just visiting folk clubs and folk venues, so it's been good.
So not very long, but you must have been playing the guitar longer than that.
Yeah, I've been playing the guitar since I was 16.
Okay.
And I started playing it to accompany myself because I was I've been singing for as long as I can remember, but I knew that I wanted to accompany myself, and so actually I decided to play the guitar, but I could have actually learned to play the piano. It could have gone either way. Right. So I think if I'd have played the piano, you know, this music stuff would have gone in a completely different way.
Absolutely, yeah.
So yeah,
you don't get many pianos in folk clubs.
No, you don't actually. No, not in folk music. No. I've hardly ever seen any, actually.
Yeah, it's, I mean, why did you choose folk as a musical path? Was there anything, there must have been a artist or a song where you heard it and you thought, that's what I want to do. There must be something that inspired you.
Yeah, I've always liked Irish music, and my grandmother was Irish. My dad used to play Irish music, like the Pogues and the Dubliners and things like that in the house. So I've always liked the sound of that. And it wasn't until I went to Ireland for the first time about 4 years ago now that I heard it all the time. And then from then I knew that I loved doing it. And then it was that point that I started to play it as well, play folk music. But at that time I didn't know there was a folk scene at all. I really didn't. And I liked singers like Cara Dillon and Paul Brady and things like that. But I didn't know that there was a scene that existed. And then, I just kind of came into it just by playing at Hitchin. It just opened my eyes to this new scene. So
suddenly the music you liked and you started to play it, and then you realised there were a lot of other artists locally who were into the same thing, and you thought, oh, this is sweet. And you chose to go solo as well. I know you play with another guitarist from time to time who... I'm trying to think of her name, being very rude now. I don't have the name in front of me. The Lauren...
Oh, Lauren.
No,
she's the guitarist. She's actually the person that produced my album and EP. We've never actually played together, but that's a great idea.
I was worried it's a little bit too much of a hallucination. Okay, so I thought,
who are you going to tell me that I've been playing with all the time?
So she hasn't. Okay, so she's there on the production side.
So she produced the EP and my upcoming album, which is out on the 27th of October. My new one.
Is there any reason why you chose to go solo as opposed to being in a band, or is it just something
I've never actually had the opportunity to be in a band, so I think it's not something that I don't think it's something I chose to do. I think it's the only option that was available, and I think playing in a band is going to be very different. Obviously playing by yourself and composing in a band would be different, so I would definitely be up for the challenge, but at the moment it's just solo.
It's nice because we get a lot of bands in here, and I know there are a lot of solo singers and a lot of singer-songwriters, but we don't seem to get so many as we do bands. I don't know why that
is.
Maybe it's the solo is just like doing their own thing. I don't know. the bands are desperate to get their audience out. Okay, so how would you describe yourself to someone who hadn't heard you before? Would you say you were just very traditional, or do you think there's a twist in what you do? Is there anything in any other genres or a modern twist to traditional music?
I'd say I was influenced a lot by traditional music, and in my sets, you know, the folk clubs and folk festivals I played at, I tend to include some traditional songs. And actually on my upcoming album, it's called This Land, and there's a song on it called Mary and the Soldier, which is a traditional Irish song. But the new stuff that I'm writing is I wouldn't say it was, maybe it probably is influenced by traditional stuff, but I'd say it's a bit more contemporary folk, probably a bit more influenced by like Bob Dylan, you know, singers like that. So yeah, I'd say it was an influence, but not something that defines my music.
Yeah, because obviously you're the songs that you're writing, the songs we heard today, they are very traditional in their sense, but then you've also been covering some much more contemporary music as well. It's on your website?
Yes. Well, I covered a Beyonce song. That's quite contemporary, I think, yeah. I mean, now that I finished recording the album, I am listening to a lot of different music when I was recording it, I was listening to a certain, you know, certain type of music, and now that I've finished, I'm looking for different influences, so I'm listening to other stuff and, you know, branching out. I'm quite influenced by country music as well, like singers like Dolly Parton, just their voices, her voice, but so I'd say it was contemporary, but influenced by traditional folk.
Right, okay. That's obviously not a direction that you're in, the country direction, because it's funny to hear that, because a lot of people listen to country music, but no one seems to be playing it very much.
Well, apparently there's quite a big country music scene in the UK as well. This is the thing. I was really, with folk music, I was really open, my eyes open to this new scene, and I think there's a similar sort of big UK country scene as well.
I think it's Miss Essex, I think. I know that there's a lot of folk music in Essex, but country music, I don't know. I'm not going to the right places, obviously, to check it out. But you've done a lot of interviews and sessions already in your 18 months, haven't you? Because you go to your website and you see your BBC this and BBC that. and so on, you've been doing some stuff with Bob Harris as well.
Yeah,
I didn't realise he had his own Whispering Bob's Broadcasting Company.
I know, and it's just in a little studio which is full packed, each wall is packed with CDs, so right, you know, okay. it's amazing, actually.
Like ours.
Yeah. Not too
but we are CD free, we are totally digital here, I'm afraid.
But that was really amazing, like the opportunity to do that, and Bob Harris is such a lovely man. It was really very surreal, but an absolute pleasure, and one that's really helped in my career, I'd say, definitely.
That's given you a bit of kudos.
Definitely, I'm so lucky, really feel that.
Well, you know, it must be deserved, otherwise weren't you there in the first place?
Oh,
it must
you.
Be there. And you've done sort of BBC local radio sort of up and down the country as well.
I was on BBC Shropshire the other day, and been on BBC London. That was good fun.
And that was with Gabby Roslin?
Yeah.
That's not Gabby Roslin's folk hoedown half hour, is it?
No.
Just a normal show, isn't it?
I'm
not up with the opposition. Yeah, I don't know what kind of music. How does that go down?
Yeah, it's lovely. I was actually there with another BBC Folk Award nominee called Will Pound, and at the time we'd just collaborated on a single of mine, which is from my debut EP, which was called Far From Home, and so we played the single on her show, so that was really good fun to do that together.
Okay, so just so you had the interview, you didn't play live there?
Yeah, we played live and had an interview. Yeah, but I was with Will Pound. Okay. So
was Gabby Roslin scrubbing around under the desk trying to
feed
the cables and wires? Well organised, aren't they, these people?
Yeah.
Okay, so we talked very briefly about the EP and the album, because obviously you've had it in your short 18 months, and you know, we have bands in here who've released a debut album maybe 10 years after they first came in. Yeah, but you've been a little bit more prolific than that, haven't you? You've been. I guess it's a good reason for not being in a band. And being solo, you can do it all quicker. But you had your debut EP out, was it towards the end of last year, was it?
Yeah, it was November last year. It was out, released on Folksock Records. And then I spent a few months gigging and, you know, playing it to audiences. And then over the summer, I started recording my debut album. And I was very, very lucky to win a Help Musicians UK Emerging Excellence Award.
Oh, wow.
Which funded the cost of recording the album. Brilliant. So, yeah, that was amazing. It just seemed like the right time.
Award?
You apply for it.
Okay.
And yeah. You apply for it and then you have to, you know, put your entry forward sort of thing.
They are judging you. If they think that you're good, then they'll pay.
I think, yeah, you have to put what you would need the money for, you know, and some great musicians, lots of folk singers won this year as well. Josiane Clarke and Ben Walker and Emma Sweeney, she's another one that won an award. So the folk musicians did really well this year, which is great to know.
I think the music establishment does like to support folk music because it's always there or thereabouts in the Mercury nominations every year. There's two artists, and you know, the BBC supports it quite well as well, which is good, keeping it alive, and there's a healthy scene, because you've done quite a few gigs, haven't you? You did one in Romford, I think, was it? Haverfolk.
That's right, yeah.
Haverfolk. I was trying to, well, because it's Havering, so I wonder whether it's Haverfolk, but they pronounce it however they like, don't they?
Yeah, that was lovely. That was it was nice. That was the first folk club gig of my album tour, actually. My album tour started on the 31st of August, and so that was the first folk club. It was nice to be back in a folk club, and it finishes, my album tour finishes on the 27th of August, October, and that's when my album is launched as well. So,
and the album is called
This Land, and it will be available on iTunes and Bandcamp and Amazon and everything like that.
No one says all good record shops anymore, because who knows where it ends up. You just don't know, do you? Suddenly it's on Spotify or it's in somewhere else.
Oh yeah, Spotify too.
It just appears everywhere, but it's good. So still doing a lot of the things that you're doing live, obviously still centred around the folk clubs. Any thoughts about breaking out of that circuit and looking to cross over, get bigger venues, or
that would be great. At the moment I am really enjoying visiting the folk clubs, and there's so many as well that, you know, round the UK that I've only visited just a small handful really in comparison, and I'd like to play a few more folk festivals as well, because they're just great fun. But obviously if the chance, you know, came to play a bigger venue, I mean, I think it'd be great to branch out, but I've kind of got a plan, you know, in my head, and I'm enjoying, you know, the visiting folk clubs around the country and getting my music heard by them.
Yeah, still, because I saw some of the photos, I think, from
Haverfolk.
Yes, Haverfolk. And it seemed quite well supported, actually.
I mean, folk clubs generally do have their own membership, you know, in the area, and that's where the folk lovers of the area go. So you've always got an audience at a folk club, and actually it's really important to appreciate that, because I know that a lot of musicians find it difficult, especially in places like London and stuff, when you're playing, and it's difficult to guarantee yourself an audience, of course, but when you're playing in folk clubs, generally the audience is there. So I feel very appreciative that they are supporting the folk clubs and supporting musicians like me that are playing in them.
Yeah, because it's not easy just going outside that environment and just expecting people to come and hear you, because people might think you're brilliant, but if you can actually persuade them all to turn up at a certain venue on a certain time,
definitely,
kind of, you know, this is why people put on coaches and herd them into coaches and that kind of thing. But it is hard work, especially as well in London as well. I've seen very little traditional folk. There's been a lot of sort of new folk and folktronica and things like that, which is kind of it's not a direction that you see yourself going in. You're very happy with the traditional stuff.
At the moment, I wouldn't say it was like my own kind of music. I wouldn't say is necessarily traditional. I do sing traditional covers, but yeah, at the moment I feel like I'm playing to an audience that enjoy the stuff that I'm playing. So if the audience branches out, that would be amazing.
Yeah, great. Okay, what does the future hold for you?
Well, I'm just looking forward to completing the rest of my album tour. Actually, my single is out on the 2nd of October, and that features Luke Jackson, and that's going to be available on Bandcamp and on iTunes as well on the 2nd of October. And yeah, I'm just looking forward to the album launch, the best that happened. And
you expect musicians to enjoy what they do, otherwise they wouldn't do it. But you are 100% completely at peace with your music, and you're absolutely enjoying everything you're doing, which is great, refreshing. Because we've had plenty of bands in here who've split up pretty much soon after they've come and done stuff.
Oh no!
But that's good. So you see, maybe more of the same, more recording, more writing.
Yeah, hopefully.
Have you got loads of songs in the tank that
I'm writing a few. Yeah, after the album was finished, I kind of had about a month where I was, you know, just playing those songs, and obviously now that with my gigs I'm, you know, playing all the album songs, but I'm starting to write a few more now, and I'd really like to do some more collaboration. That's really what I enjoy. You know, obviously with Luke, and I've got some do you know Dave Swarbrick from Fairport Convention?
I have seen Fairport Convention.
Have you?
Yeah, they did a gig in the Working Men Club in Grays a few years ago.
Okay.
It was called the Fat Surfer for some reason, and they played there, and the guy who ran the club was a big fan and brought them down, and they had a good crowd, sellout crowd.
I'm not surprised,
everyone sitting down, lots of seats there, everyone really enjoying the music. They must have heard these songs 35 years, and there was such love for the band in there. It's incredible.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah. Well, Dave Swarbrick, the fiddle player, features on my album in one of the tracks. So the idea of collaborating with people is so refreshing, and it's really, I suppose, as a solo, it's, as you said before, like, you know, I don't have the opportunity to work with anybody else day to day, and with, you know, my recording and my singing and, you know, on stage. So to collaborate with someone one-off is really good fun, so I'd like to do that, keep doing that as well.
I'm sure if you get the message out there over and over, then you'll get no end of people who want to do it. So
thank you.
That'd be good. So 2015, going to be more music, more recording, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
If anybody likes what they hear tonight, where can I find out more about you?
Okay, well, most information is on my website, which is kellyoliver.co.uk, and that's where the list of the gigs for the album tour is. If anyone's on Facebook, they can find me at facebook.com/kellyolivermusic, and for any tweeters, you can keep in touch with me at kellyoliverfolk.
Right, okay, so it's all fairly well. Everybody go to kellyoliver.co.uk because the website is up to date, and it's
that's where all the links are.
Information. It's not one of these lazy websites that just buy Facebook. So everything's on there. Kelly, absolute pleasure to get you in.
Thanks so much for having me.
Very much enjoyed it, and
thank you.
Keep in touch and let us know how things go.
Thank you. Very much.